The first repatriated Afghans have been freed from hotel quarantine after completing 14 days of isolation and will begin to embark on their new lives in Australia. 3,000 Afghans have been granted humanitarian visas by Australia before June 2022, with priority given to at-risk Afghan locally engaged employees and their families. Refugee groups working with the repatriated Afghans have said there are major challenges for evacuees as they reintegrate into communities, with many carrying mental trauma with them and anguish at leaving relatives behind. The Wire's Talia Kreft has the story.
As the first groups of Afghans granted sanctuary fleeing the Taliban takeover are released from hotel quarantine, they will begin to chart their new lives in Australia. Groups including the Red Cross's Humanitarian Resettlement Program are working to provide support services for evacuees in and out of quarantine. Minister for Immigration, Citizenship, Migrant Services and Multicultural Affairs, Alex Hawke, says a government-run humanitarian settlement program will assist Afghan refugees to succeed as they transition to life here. Lisa Bernhardt is the state lead for migration support at the Australian Red Cross in Western Australia. She's working with Afghans resettling in Perth and says there will be initial obstacles for evacuees as they reintegrate into communities.
The process of resettlement, particularly if you're a humanitarian entrant and you've been forced to leave your country, is potentially a really long one. So for some people, it can last a lifetime. For other people, they can resettle reasonably quickly. The most important part of the resettlement process is making sure that the repatriated people are linked in with settlement services and into community links. So it's really important for us to provide that case management approach to make sure that we do individualised case plan for every person who has arrived in Australia. Once we do that, we assess what the needs and strengths are of each person and then look to linking them into the community accordingly. So if they need more attention on their health needs, then we will link them into health services. If it's really important to them that they start to play cricket as soon as possible, then we will link them into a sporting club. Getting children into school and people who don't speak English into English classes and people who are ready for employment into employment, three of the really key things that we look at the first stages of the resettlement process.
Paul Power is the chief executive of the Refugee Council. He says settlement support programs being run for repatriated Afghans will be critical in helping evacuees feel comfortable in a new environment.
The people who've been evacuated is a fairly mixed group. They include Australian citizens who were in Afghanistan either for short periods of time or even for quite some years. Some people who had visas to come to Australia, including people who'd worked as interpreters and staff associated with the Australian Embassy and Australian Forces. And also some people who are given humanitarian protection short notice through the evacuation process. And, I mean, of course, the situation all happened incredibly quickly. People have arrived in many cases with often not much more than the clothes that they were wearing or a small bag of belongings. And so during the time in quarantine, humanitarian settlement program organisations, and there's a network of five main consortiums around Australia responsible for providing support to newly arrived refugees. Those organisations have been providing people clothing and basic items that they needed even during the quarantine period. And over the 2 weeks of quarantining in different cities around Australia, people have also been deciding where in Australia they want to be settled. And the Australian government's approach is the best places for people to settle are the places where people have existing links, because naturally people will gravitate towards those places anyway. So the Department of Home Affairs, you know, has been asking people to nominate where they want to end up. So people may have flown into Adelaide or Perth, for instance, who may be headed to Melbourne or Sydney or vice versa. So what the government has done in this case, which they haven't done before, is to provide settlement support services to people regardless of the visas that they've come on. So there's some short-term interim housing assistance, so people moving into temporary housing while they find a place of their own. And there's a little bit of assistance that's given financially to help people establish a household. But in terms of financial assistance beyond that, it's just the same sort of assistance that would be available to an Australian citizen who's in need. But also people have access to English language classes if if they require them, and, you know, orientation to the community that they're settling in.
Lisa Bernhardt says many fleeing Afghanistan will be affected by residual trauma and feelings of despair at leaving family members behind.
People respond to trauma in different ways. So some people will recover reasonably quickly and other people will find it harder. It's really important to make sure that we put those psychosocial supports in place around people and recognise that we may need to support some people through what we call a trauma lens to make sure that they get the support they need to move on from the past while still recognising the things that have happened in the past.
State Migration Support at the Australian Red Cross Western Australia, Lisa Bainhart-Day, ending that report by Talia Kraft.